I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A very special edition of the dummy of the day live from Glam Town inside the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I bet there will be some dummy of the day stories to talk about after the long weekend, whatever goes down here. But let's get into things that happened before the Indy 500 weekend. A surveillance video caught a man unplugging a bounce house as kids were playing inside during a backyard birthday party. What a jerk.
That is so rude and awful and just terrible to do.
Crashing.
I mean, bounce houses are like my favorite thing of all time. If I see an event that has one, I'm like shoving kids out of the way to get in that bad boy.
I'm no longer allowed in a majority of bounce houses. Apparently, I exceed the weight limit.
Oh,
but
that's
I'm like, hey, you see these kids flying away all the time. I can make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, you could be the bounce house. Kids could just jump on
just
your tummy.
Just bounce on my stomach. You could put a protective netting around me. Two kids were brought to the hospital, one for distress because they freaked out. The other for to check for injuries after he had to be pulled from under the heavy plastic. I mean, have you been at a bounce house? Like, my buddies messed at me at my graduation party. We had a bounce house, and they pulled the plug. And it freaks you out because it starts getting on top of you.
Yeah, that's super scary.
A video shows the house deflating as more than 10 kids inside ages 2 and 3 played while a man in his 60s was walking between them. The house is unplugging the power cords and walking away. The cops say they have an idea who he is, but they have not tracked him down yet. So watch out this weekend.
The bounce house bandit.
I like that. A Florida man was found covered from head to toe in pork fried rice and red sauce. God, that sounds like an awesome night to me. After being attacked by his ex-girlfriend. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was like a fetish.
It could be like, you want some more pork fried rice, Big Daddy?
Ew.
Let me give you some of that red sauce.
Daddy want egg woe?
Exactly. Deputies responded to a disturbance at a Chinese restaurant in Vero Beach and discovered a 31-year-old man covered from head to toe in pork fried rice and red sauce after his ex threw a plate of food on him and began screaming.
That's just wasteful.
I don't know if that's red sauce, whatever just came out of there, but I'd be careful. Or maybe afterwards. After his ex-girlfriend threw the plate, she began screaming, and then eventually they started arguing. And here's what they were arguing about. What do you think they were arguing about when she threw pork fried rice at him and some red sauce?
Probably, like, what she was making. He didn't like the food or something?
Well, they're at a restaurant.
Oh.
Which makes it even more awkward. Like, you ever seen a public fight somewhere? You're like, ooh.
Was he texting on his phone?
No, was that something you would do? You'd throw some pork fried rice at a guy if he did that?
Possibly.
No, they were, this is really sad. They were arguing about the couple's 8-year-old son missing school. The woman was arrested for domestic battery, a misdemeanor, and booked at the county jail, where last time I checked, they do not serve pork fried rice.
No, I think they serve gruel at jail.
That sounds tasty, though. And your final dummy day story happened actually in our state that we're in now, Indiana. Actually, I used to work in Evansville, Indiana before I came to Indy, and I know this the story is kind of funny. Warrick County Sheriff Brett Cruz says someone broke into a Newburgh, Indiana business Tuesday night and attempted to steal a pet iguana.
I mean, they are cool.
Which is a bad idea, though. I used to have an iguana when I was a kid. I had two of them. I forget one's name, but I called the other one No Toes because we got him at like the local like pet shop place, and iguanas have like 5, 5, 5, so like 20 toes probably, you know, front and back legs. He only had like 7 toes. I think we got him for a discounted price. He lost a few.
But like, is an iguana life. What the character in Tangled is that hangs out
You're
with her?
You're asking me a Tangled reference? I have no clue.
Okay, but like, do iguanas, are their hands shaped like a C?
No.
Like this?
Like a lobster?
Yeah, like, is that what they look like?
Google, you got your phone real quick as I'm wrapping up the dummy today. Google green iguana.
Okay.
They got a long tail. Well, the thing is, they tried to steal this pet iguana, a bad idea because iguanas also have very sharp teeth. Someone broke into, this is from the Facebook page from the Warrick County Sheriff Brett Cruz, what he said. This is kind of funny. Someone broke into a local business near Newburgh last night and attempted to steal a pet iguana. The iguana took offense to leaving his home and inflicted what is probably a pretty nasty bite. If you know of anyone that has an unexplained bite injury that looks like it could have been inflicted by a pet lizard, please call the sheriff's office and let us know. We want to make sure they get proper medical treatment.
Okay, an iguana has a claw-like hand, like multiple fingers. But what I'm thinking of from Tangled, somebody tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. What kind of animal is that thing? And what was that guy's name? You know what I'm talking about. He doesn't talk. He just hangs out and like makes faces.
Everybody's looking around like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. All right, those
somebody
right there
does.
Are the dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show, broadcasting live from Glamtown on Radio Now.